You have at the end of the book sort of a number of notes to help people through this, as well as resources. Can you talk about that?
Yes, the last two chapters of the book are really a map through the labyrinth of modern dying, because you're going to face obstacles and choices that you had no ability to imagine would occur. And I break down the dying process into about five stages. And at each stage, the medical decisions change slightly. So in one stage, for example, it's the Humpty Dumpty stage. We're simply very fragile. And therefore, it's very important not to have a surgery that might be too risky. The next stage, where you're starting to truly decline, I think the main goal is to postpone disability, but not necessarily death. So advocating for rehab becomes extremely important. At another stage, where the person is fully into decline and disability, you have to start bringing in caregivers. And then family dynamics change, and the focus becomes more on the emotional and social work issues of the whole family. So at each stage, and then there's active dying, making sure you've said your goodbyes, making sure that you've got hospice and palliative care in as early as you possibly can. So at each stage, the medical decisions and what you need to do if you're a family caregiver, it shifts slightly as the conditions change. And hopefully, these last two chapters are very blunt. They're very clear. They're not involved with a big, long family song and dance and story. And if you're beside yourself, you can just turn to those last two chapters and hopefully get some guidance.